Welcome to Wellness Wednesdays by Meditation Mama. In this podcast, I'll be sharing what I've learned over the past 20 years through my health and wellness journey. We'll cover topics from weight loss, nutrition, mental health, and meditation. I'll show you simple things that you can change in your life right now that will provide long-lasting results for the future. Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Wellness Wednesdays. Thank you so much for stopping by. Since this is my first episode, I thought I'd give you a little information about myself. I've worked as a nutritionist, weight loss coach, and personal trainer for over 10 years. I counsel people on weight loss and getting over food addictions. I got into this business after my own weight loss journey, where I've lost over 100 pounds, and I've been able to keep that off for about 20 years now. Something that I'm super passionate about is helping other people achieve their health and wellness goals just like I did. My goal is to simplify health and wellness so you can apply my tips in your everyday life and get amazing results just like I did. So that brings us to my first topic, which is dairy products. What is the truth about dairy products?
Well, the truth is, if you like dairy products and you eat and drink them all the time, you might not like what I have to say. So let's go back to the beginning. What is milk really used for? Milk is used to provide vitamins and nutrients to babies when they're born. It's basically baby formula. If you think of all the animals on the whole entire planet, are there any other animals that either drink milk from their moms as adults or drink milk from other animals? The answer is no. Humans are the only species on the planet that still consumes milk into adulthood and basically drinks baby formula from another species. So this is how I used to explain it to my clients. When puppies are born, they drink milk from their moms to provide vitamins and nutrients to help them grow. And once they're big enough to get those vitamins and nutrients on their own, they stop drinking their mom's milk. So why is this so important? Well, it's important to understand because we have an entire industry telling us that milk does a body good and milk helps us make our bones stronger. In actuality, this is false. Milk really doesn't do a body good, and as an adult, it kind of does your body harm. Do you know that over 60% of adults are lactose intolerant? Do you know why? It's because when your body ages, it stops producing the enzyme that breaks down dairy products. So if you've ever felt abdominal pain, bloating, gas, or nausea after eating dairy products, it's most likely because you're lactose intolerant and your body is saying, please don't eat this. Another common thing we see is in teenagers and in young adults, and that's acne. Yes, a lot of acne breakouts in teenagers and young adults is caused by consuming too many dairy products. And let me explain why. Between the ages of 7 and 30, we have a lot of hormones running through our bodies. These hormones help us grow stronger, taller, faster, grow hair in new places, and we change from boys and girls into women and men. Now, the reason we get acne when we consume too many dairy products is because of all the extra hormones and growth factors that are in milk. Now, I know what you might be saying, but I buy organic milk with no added hormones. Well, that's a good start, but I'm here to break some more news to you. Even if there are no added hormones by people, there are still tons of cow hormones in your organic milk. You have to remember, it's baby formula from a cow. So, even if you're drinking milk with no added hormones, you're still giving yourself a double shot of hormones every single time you consume dairy products. Now, one thing I forgot to mention, and this is especially important for men, and that's man boobs. Do you know what causes man boobs? Too much estrogen, meaning hormones. So, if you're a man and you've been losing weight, or you're just maintaining weight, but you're noticing you're starting to develop man boobs, try cutting back on dairy. Dairy and soy are the biggest contributors to man boobs. And if you want to fix it, you can take an over-the-counter testosterone supplement after consulting with your doctor first. These dairy products include cheese, milk, yogurt, ice cream, butter, cottage cheese, sour cream, and the list goes on and on. So, what can you eat instead of dairy products? Well, gosh, there's so many things that you can eat instead of dairy products. For example, I love cereal, but I'm allergic to almonds, so I can't drink almond milk. So you know what I use instead? I use cashew milk. It tastes better and it's much better for you. Another thing I'm addicted to is coffee. I have to have my cup of coffee in the morning. And I definitely use creamer in my coffee, except I use vanilla coconut creamer. So I would encourage you to go out and do a Google search and see what substitutions you can make for the dairy products you consume daily. But wait, what if I love cheese and I don't want to stop eating cheese? Well, I'm not saying you should never eat dairy products, but moderation is definitely the key. So if you're someone who likes to have wine and cheese, you shouldn't deprive yourself of something that you enjoy. Just try not to enjoy it all the time. You know, enjoy it once a week or once every other week. Think of it more as a treat and not something that you indulge in every single day. So, after all is said and done, what I hope you take away from this podcast is a better understanding of dairy products, what they could be doing to your body, and what substitutions you can make if you want to start making those changes. And the most important thing is moderation is the key. Do not deprive yourself of something that you enjoy, just have smaller amounts less often. I hope you enjoyed our Wellness Wednesdays topic for this week. If there are any topics you'd like me to talk about on this podcast, send me an email. My email address is meditationmama.ca@gmail.com. Wellness Wednesdays will be a bi-weekly podcast. If you're interested in expanding your health and wellness journey and would like to find out more information about the Law of Attraction, you can also find me on YouTube under Meditation Mama. Before I sign off, please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to my podcast. Your likes, shares, and comments mean so much to me, and I love to know what you guys think. So thanks for stopping by, and I'll see you next time.